KQ4LOO Mobile.
Hotel, if I got that right. TAL, this is N0TR, Tom, T-O-M.
Maybe listening to MVU, how are you today?
Good, we just got to do a little shopping. We went by the fruit market there at Fisher's Orchard or Taylor's Orchard. Just up on 101 a little bit. We're down on Wade Hampton now and headed towards Oldies. How's your day?
Far so good. I took the day off. That's the reason I had the entire weekend off, because it's my birthday today. I finally hit that one milestone that everybody doesn't really want to hit, but I hit it today.
Congratulations and happy birthday. Must be, I would guess 50, but a lot of people complain about 40. I'm sitting there worrying about 80.
That feel, but yes, it's 50 today.
That's better than a centenarian, I guess you'd say. looks a little cloudy and overcast out here. I didn't think it was going to rain, but Bernice, she washed the car that we're in, and Nestle is starting to sprinkle.
I'm mad. It looks like the sun's trying to peek out just a little bit. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it is trying to peek out.
Older towel or about the same?
So older every day I wake up, to be honest with you.
KI4DOS, his wife told me the other day that don't worry about it, Tom. She said that's just a number. And that was Miss Joy. And that made me feel a lot better.
That's true. I came down here to my old happy spot, and I ended up drifting off and just sitting here in the truck just for a few minutes waiting for it to warm up a little bit, and I drifted off to sleep for a little bit.
Weren't driving down the road. That's a good thing. No, I was testing out the autopilot on this car there a while ago. We were coming down. We went up and paid the water bill. We just like to do that once a month. It's just a nice little drive for us, about 5-10 miles. And I put it on autopilot. It's just amazing. It'll hold your speed. It'll tell you if you go left or right or center, and correct you and turn the wheel back a little bit. And then I let it come up on the back end of a car, and it starts displaying the car on the readout here. And it automatically slows you down. And if he speeds up, it automatically speeds up. If he comes to a full stop, it comes to a full stop. The old one we had back in 2008, it'd get down to about 20 miles an hour and then start dinging, and then it'd release the brake. But you would have to be pretty stupid not to hear that dinging. I really like it. I don't use it for that very much. I was just showing the wife how that worked. Pretty slick. Dang ingenious, these Japanese.
Assume that you had a Tesla.
And you know where? No, Mr. Biden. I should take off the mister. It just ain't going to happen with us. Maybe you'll be forced to it eventually. But even the car dealers are starting to smarten up about that, manufacturers. I almost bought a hybrid. Now, I think that'd be the way to go if you had to have something with a battery in it. But after 10 years, it's going to cost you just about as much to replace that battery as it would be to buy a car of that age.
I agree with that. I know that there are quite a few states that are trying to push back on that mandate, too, which I hope that they do, so that way we're not forced into their control, which is basically what it would end up being, because they could flip a switch and make you go where places you don't want to go.
Yeah, or just shut you down altogether. That's true. I heard the Chinese, I read where the Chinese had a car for $12,000 and you could charge it in 10 minutes. That might be a viable alternative if you want to ride around in a cracker box, but just amazes me what they come up with now. But I read that in one of the news articles.
I think I'm be afraid of that one. But I don't understand why they want to mess with the gas when and complain about our usage of so-called carbon, and they're flying all across the world in these big gigantic planes and doing this and that.
The Saudi Arabia said yesterday something about they're going to make some kind of a move that's going to greatly affect the American oil supply. I didn't read it. The wife was telling me about it, so I can't comment on it yet. But I noticed they're starting to buy Airbuses instead of Boeing and deal with the Chinese and the Russians more. I guess it's the idea you want to pick a winner. And we're not in that winner position anymore like we used to be. So, unfortunately, I don't know what that's going to do to gas prices, but it just probably tickled to death the president and his administration, because they're shutting off all the oil drilling and everything and the permits around the United States. So to try to achieve their woke agenda, I guess you'd say. Well, I'm old-fashioned, redneck, and narrow-minded, and I ain't going to change, Tal. Anyways, we're at Aldi's. I'm going to get out and head inside and talk to you down the line. This is N0LTR, clear with your final.
It was good talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. KQ4LOO is clear.